Blog Talk Radio.
T-10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the tire.
Hey everyone, I'm Lisa Copeland, and I want to welcome you to the Love After 50 and we're going to be talking today about the three biggest online dating mistakes that you might be making. And while we're on here, I would love to have you call in and ask me your biggest questions about dating or online dating. I know everybody has issues with it. And that phone number is 646-716-7979. So I want to share a little bit with you today about the profile mistakes you might be making that are turning men off, what you're doing online that makes you the perfect target for a scammer, and how contacting men isn't going to get you that guy that you want. So we're going to get started here. And I want to share with you, first of all, that I made so many mistakes when I was out there dating, and especially online. It was just crazy. I really did not know what I was doing back then. And I did things like post a picture with my dad. It was actually the best picture I had of myself because at the time when I first started dating, I had been a photographer. So nobody was taking pictures of me. I was taking pictures of everyone else. So I had men say to me, "Is that your husband? Like, why would I leave him in the picture?" But he was there. And then what ended up happening on another time, what I did is I wrote the craziest thing and said, "I want to make love on a beach." I thought it sounded super, super romantic. Well, let me tell you, it was not romantic. It ended up getting a lot of men in there that were not exactly the right men. They were not looking for a relationship. They were really looking for a booty call. So you have to be really careful what you're putting in your profile. A lot of women put demands in their profiles. I help my private clients all the time with profiles, and I see them write, "I must have a man that has this look or this job or this kind of hair or this kind of car." And what ends up happening is that these women don't have men wanting to contact them. They really don't. And that is because men don't want to have demands put on them, because they have enough demands put on them in their regular life. They don't need them put on in a profile. It turns the man away. I just had a client the other day write in her profile that she was actually 10 years older than the age she put up on her profile on Match or wherever she was. So she said she was like 55 and she was actually 65, and she did explain it. But the problem was, men don't want to be deceived from the beginning. So you always want to make sure that whatever you are putting on there is honest, because otherwise men are going to say, if she's being dishonest with me just over her age, even though this client thought she was being honest, she was, but she was really attracting the wrong type of men in the wrong age category at the age of 65. She didn't need a 55-year-old. She needed someone, well, she could have maybe, but if a 55-year-old wanted a 65-year-old, he would put in his profile, "I want a woman who is 50 to 65. Be honest in your profiles. A lot of women post horrendous pictures. I have seen it all. And men, by the way, taught me how to write a profile. And as a result of that, they taught me what they were looking for. And I have helped so many women be able to write profiles that totally changed their lives. I had this one woman, nobody was contacting her. I helped her rewrite her profile, and she wrote me and she said, oh my God, Lisa, I've had like 200 men contact me. I have a client who's 67 who was having a hard time, and she was getting amazing high quality men contacting her. You definitely need good pictures and a good profile. So what kind of pictures do you need? Well, you need to have a close-up of your face, and you need to have your body. A lot of women only post a close-up of their face thinking, well, once he meets me, he'll accept my body type, whatever that is. But the problem is men are very, very visual, and what they need is to see what you really, really look like. And most men, when they just see a picture of a face, they think she's hiding something. So you don't want to put a picture up there that doesn't represent the whole you. And you want to attract a man who's going to be into you, not a man who's going to want to change you or want to make you over in some way. You don't want that. I had a guy once tell me that he did contact a woman, or she contacted him, I don't remember which, and we'll talk about that too in a minute. And what happened was she had a beautiful, beautiful picture of her face. But the problem was is that her face was totally non-representative of the rest of her. And he pulls up in his car to the restaurant, and he sees a woman walk in who's like 300 pounds. And she had that beautiful face, but she was very, very large. Now, if she had been honest about it, it would have been a different story. But she wasn't. What ended up happening was he went up to her. He said, I'm sorry. You did not represent yourself for who you were. And he left. And not that that's so nice. I actually told him that's pretty rude to do. Because it really is. It hurts people's feelings. One of the biggest things about online dating, by the way, is you want to treat people the way that you want to be treated. That's a really good motto, that golden rule. Do unto others as others would do unto you. Because when you do that, you want to be treated well. But what happens is, if somebody's been really nasty to someone and they pass it on to the next person. There used to be that amazing movie called Pay It Forward, and I think online dating is the perfect place to pay it forward with niceness. You can just say, I'm sorry, we're not a match. I wish you well on your journey. That's all you have to do. By the way, if you're by a phone and you'd like to call in and ask some of your questions, reach out to me at 646-716-7979. I'd love to answer your online dating questions. Hopefully we're not having technology issues, which we were having before. I know people had called in before. And again, that phone number is 646-716-7979, and it is working now because someone, my producer, just called. So give us a call because I'd love to answer your questions. So let's go back to profile mistakes. Women aren't the only ones, by the way, that are not honest in profiles. A man had contacted me a long time ago, and he had a great picture, but he looked a little young. And I said to him, is this a current picture? And he said to me, it's pretty close. So I got to the place we were going to meet. It was at a Barnes & Noble bookstore, and we were supposed to meet in their coffee shop. And he said to me, I'm sorry, I couldn't figure out who he was. All these men were in there moseying around looking at books, and no one looked like that picture. So I pick up my phone, and all of a sudden I hear someone's phone ringing about 10 feet from me, and I look up and I go, oh my God, that's not the person. It is just not okay to not be honest about how you really look. Super important to have honesty in your pictures and honesty in the age and your and who you really are. Okay, also in a profile, what you want to do is you don't need to tell your life story in a profile. The only purpose of a profile is to get someone to contact you. and to see if you're even a fit. I have seen both men and women literally write books, I mean full books, in their profile, and they get very mad. Now, ladies, I will tell you one of the things that happens is men do get rejected a lot. And as a result of that, some of them start writing about it in their profiles. So be kind to them. But nobody wants to read a book at this point. I always tell my clients 3 short paragraphs. And by the way, if you want to know more about how to write a profile, come to my website at findaqualityman.com and write to me at lisa@findaqualityman.com or write to my support team at support@findaqualityman.com. And we can let you know the program that these clients of mine have used to write a great profile. Also, you can pick up a free report called The 5 Little Known Secrets for Finding Quality Men. Okay, again, that is findaqualityman.com. So there are some pictures that women post. I'm like so shocked by them. First of all, you want to be smiling. That's number one. You want to smile. I've seen pictures of women where they literally have frowns or they look like they are just going to come at you. They're so angry looking. Men, too. The worst thing you can do is take a picture of yourself with the bathrooms behind you, like a whole stall of toilets. I cannot tell you the number of times I've seen that with men, but I had a man show me a woman that went in the ladies' room, and in the ladies' room, we do have stalls with doors, and it was a whole row behind her. Nobody wants to see that. You want to put your best self forward on a profile. Huge, huge turnoff to have your pictures in bathrooms. By the way, guys, most women, especially in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, are not turned on by your shirt being off. A lot of women say to me, why do these guys do this? They want to see that at a later point. And I know you're super proud of your abs and how you really look, but the problem is that when you do this, when you're showing off your abs and all that, women are saying, oh, TMI too quickly. The other thing about a picture that you don't want to do is don't post tons of them with other people. It's actually best to post pictures just with you. I had a client that showed me pictures, and one was with her and her, like, 21-year-old daughter, who was this voluptuous blonde. And what was happening was men were not contacting her again because they thought she was the daughter. It's always best to post pictures just with yourself. Okay, we have a caller here, and we're going to take that call and come back to profiles and scammers and all of that. And let me give you the call-in number again. I'd love to have you call. It is 646-716-7979. So you can ask me about anything with dating. Let's see what this caller, 216 area code, has to say. Hi, you're on
yes,
the air.
Yes, Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Hi.
So I have a question for you. My biggest challenge, I think, is communication skills with guys and them being honest and open in communicating. So I don't know how you pull that out of men. Or how you know, I don't know what techniques you're talking about, you know, as far as that would go. But it's really a challenge because I'm a very open and honest person. And sometimes I feel these guys, they just can't, you know, be that way as well. So what do you have to say about that?
So are you talking about men's emotions and expressing their emotions with you? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. Yes, more than anything. Yes. You know,
so
things come up and you go ahead. Go ahead.
No. Well, the biggest thing with men that you want to understand is men are not about emotions. Men are really about actions. And they will talk with you about anything that you would like them to talk about. But when you say to them, what are you feeling? You know what happens? Mm-hmm. They get scared. Like, they're not into their feelings. Although men have way more feelings than you and I do. It's just they weren't necessarily taught to express it. So what you have to understand about men is when you're communicating with a man, his mind thought is to fix. He wants to fix whatever is going on mm-hmm. and whatever is wrong. And so you have to give him what's to the point, because that's what it is. If you want to have this long, drawn-out conversation, it's not going to happen. That's not how they are. It's about how they can make you feel safe, protected, and provided for to the best of their ability. So you want to remember that when you're communicating to a man. Also, when you communicate with a man and you tell him a long story that goes off in 25 tangents, he's not going to hear it. His eyes are going to glaze over. You sound like you've experienced that before.
Yeah, I have. It's they stop listening is what happens. If they even were listening in the beginning.
They will listen if you can. Like, if you just need to tell a story, you want to say to a man, I just want to share a story with you. It will be only like 5 minutes. And they can hold on for that story.
Okay.
But it's really hard for them to go too much beyond that. But the thing you really want to do is you want to get clear on what you want to communicate about. And you want to allow both of you to come to a place of solution. And the other part is never talk to a man when he's angry. Let him go cool off and come back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Does that help you?
All right. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you for calling
in. I'll keep listening.
Okay,
very good.
Thanks.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, we have another 216 area code.
Hello, this is Lonnie.
Hi.
How are you? Hi.
Hi, Lonnie. So glad that you called in. What question would you like answered?
Well, I was only able to call in about 15 minutes ago, and I was wondering, is there a perfect number of pictures that you can post on your profile online? What would be too much and what's not enough?
Great question, Lonnie. So what you want to do is you want to have at least two pictures. 3 to 5 are fine too, but one that is a close-up and one that is a full-body picture. And make sure they are both with you alone. That's really, really important, is that they're just with you, because men can only... They're so visual and they can't figure out who you are. Because have you ever gone on a website or on an online dating site and seen men post pictures with 10 different men and you're going, who is that? Which one is it? Have you ever done that? Yeah.
A lot.
So you want to have great pictures, close up of you and one far away, and wear clothing that flatters you the most and have a beautiful smile. And put lipstick on. You know, it really does enhance your features to put some makeup on. I hate to be so, like, girl about that, but it is true. You want to come across with your best, and pictures have this tendency to fade us. Also, I used to be a photographer, so make sure you use flash, too. At our age, we still need flash. Okay, does that
great.
Answer your question, Lonnie?
It does.
Oh, good.
Thank
well, thanks for calling in. I have one more caller, and by the way, you can call in 646-716-7979. Ask your questions about dating, men, your confidence, anything, or about online dating, which is our topic today. So 618 area code. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
What question can I answer for you?
Well, I've been dating a guy after being married for almost 18 years, and it's really hard for me to let him do things. So what's the best way to kind of hand over some things for him to do without really – I don't want him to feel like I'm taking advantage of him, but it's also really hard for me to let go of doing these things that I've been doing for myself for so long.
Yeah, I hear you. So one of the things you need to understand is that men are wired to help us. And they're wired to make you happy and to really make sure, like I mentioned on another caller, that you're safe, protected, and provided for. And most of us were taught to not let men do for us. And as a result of this, we actually emasculate men. So when you haven't let the guy in your life do something for you, does your whole body cave in? I mean, not yours.
Yeah.
His whole body sort of cave in. Yeah, what's it look
yeah,
like?
Yeah, he does get that, like, rejected look on him, and I feel bad, and then I'm like, okay, baby, yeah, okay, you can do this.
Yeah. They're almost like little puppy dogs with their tail between their legs, and they look like they just, yeah, because they take it as a personal affront that you didn't trust them enough to be able to do for you. And the problem is that we have this magical book of we can do everything a certain way, and we have a certain expectation of how it should be done. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
With that? We know we have an expectation. This is how it should be. And when a guy doesn't do it that way, we try and tell him how to do it, and he feels criticized. So men want to help you. They don't want to be told how to do it, when to do it, or where to do it. So the best thing you can do is start to think of ways to ask him for help. For example, you can say, could you do me a favor? Can you take the trash out when you have a chance? And most men will be happy to. They may not do it the second you want it, but they'll gladly do it for you because they want to make you happy. They really, really do, and we don't realize that. Does that answer your question, or do you have more that you need to know about?
No, that does. That does. I'll keep that in mind the next time that that we're together. I'll come up with some stuff and do my best to let it go off my own plate.
Can you think of something while, you know, we're here that you could actually probably ask them?
Well, the trash is always one I'm willing to hand over. But he did ask, he told me we have some time coming up soon, and he wants me to come up with a list of things that he can do around the house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my job, is to come up with a list of things, and I'm just sort of stuck on what I can have him do at the moment.
Yeah. Well, next time he just says, can I do this for you, let him do it. Just let him do it.
Okay, I will.
And just
I
say
will.
Thank
yep.
you. Instead of doing it yourself, just say, oh, thank you. That would be wonderful. I so appreciate it.
That's good.
And always acknowledge
that in the front of my head.
Yeah,
yes, definitely.
Anytime he asks. Because a friend of mine, she's a colleague too. She lives in Switzerland. She was traveling through Europe on a train, and she and a man were sitting there talking about this. Totally talking about what was going on with this kind of thing where it was hard for her to let a man help her. And the train stops, and they're getting ready to get off, and she's reaching up for a suitcase. And he says, can I help you? And guess what she did?
She said, no.
That's right. She said, I can get it myself. That's right. So
missed opportunity.
Truly missed opportunity. So definitely when a man offers, just say yes and thank them, because when we don't thank men, they really feel underappreciated. They so do want to help you, but they also want to feel appreciated. And we forget
mm-hmm.
to do that sometimes. So that's probably the best way. Does that help?
Yes, that does. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling in.
All right. I'll talk to you next time.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Look forward to it.
Bye-bye.
Okay. You can call in with your questions, too, at 646-716-7979. I'd love to hear any questions you have about online dating or about men, about your confidence with dating, about anything with dating you want to ask. We'll be here every 2 weeks, and you're going to be able to ask your questions. So let's get back to our agenda today, because I do want to talk about scammers too, because this is super important, especially for anyone in the second half of their life. Okay, let's finish up though first with profiles and pictures. So your profile needs to have three paragraphs, a little about you, a little about what you want in a guy, and then a little story to bring them in, and then an action step of, if this sounds like you, I hope you'll reach out to me. Make it short and sweet. Men's eyes glaze over, as we just talked about. So glaze over. And you want it to be really short, really sweet, where he thinks, I want to call her, I want to contact her and connect with her. Real important. Okay, with your pictures, have anywhere from 2 to 5 pictures. Make sure one's close up, one far away. Don't put pictures with other friends in it. You want a guy to be able to just see you. When you're online and you're looking around for guys, should you contact them? What you want to do, and this is a skill that we were not taught, and that is called, you want to lead them to contact you. And you want it to make it safe for them to contact you. So what do? You favor a man. This way he knows you're interested. Now, I can't tell you the number of women that say to me, oh, I wish I had a man who would, you know, who would contact me that I was really interested in. Only the men that I'm not interested in contact me. Sometimes nowadays we have gotten so incredibly picky to protect ourselves. I'm not saying that you should settle with someone, but when I work with private clients, I tell them that it's really important to give good guys a chance. The only time you are settling with a guy is when you break your own deal breakers and you go out with a guy thinking that he's going to change, because guys don't change unless they want to change, okay? So you want to, what you want to do is you're not settling, you want to give good guys a chance. Take a look at the picture. Take a look at the background of the picture. See what the guy, a little bit about the guy from that. If he's really, really nice, like I said, give him a chance. He could be a good guy. When I work with private clients, we work on a quality man template, which they all love because it helps you identify what's ultimately going to make you happy. And let me tell you, it's not necessarily a guy's hair color, height, bald or hair, job or car or any of those that are going to make you happy. That's just not what it's about. All right. Let's talk about now. We were talking about whether you should contact the guy. It's really best, like I said, to let them lead you, or to you to lead them to make you safe. Sorry, we had a call waiting thing going through there, and it gets me all messed up. I used to be able to multitask so well, and now it's really difficult to multitask. All right. The best thing is to let him contact you. Favor him. He knows you like him then. And if he's interested in you with your great pictures, your great profile, he's going to contact you. And by the way, men look at pictures above the age group they state that they want. So that's why it's important to have super, super good pictures. Really important. The problem when you contact a man, it usually goes nowhere. They're very nice. They're very polite. And they will answer you once or twice, but when it's when they contact you and pursue you that it's more likely to go somewhere. All right, we're going to talk about scammers now because this is so huge, but I still want to give you the number again to call in. I'd love to answer your questions. The number is 646-716-7979. Let's talk about scammers, because so many women get scammed online. And I really want to go into this because I don't want to see this happen to you. And by the way, it happens to men too. But women especially are vulnerable because we truly wear our heart on our sleeve. So here's what happens. Scammers come from poor countries in the world where they cannot get regular jobs. And what happened, what they've done is created this industry of a way to make money. So they know what they're doing. There is a whole script to it. What they do is they will post pictures of themselves at an online dating site. And the pictures are supposedly of them, but they're actually a model or somebody who is really gorgeous to look at. They could have stolen it off of Facebook. There's so many different ways that they have gotten a picture. And when you're feeling lonely and you're feeling like your life is only going to be better with a guy, that shows up in your profile and they get a read on that and they contact you. And they will get you very, very quickly to the telephone because they cannot sustain a written email conversation with you. It's very, very difficult for them to do that because of English grammar. It's so hard. And they get you on the phone and their accent is usually English. And it's beautiful. And you think, oh my gosh, this is like amazing. This guy with this accent is calling me. And on top of it, he's so handsome and so gorgeous. And this is huge. This is how he knows he gets you. Then he starts to send you poetry. And he will spend hours, hours on the phone with you talking about anything you want to talk about. So you know how our last caller asked, or one of our callers asked about communication. This man will not glaze over because he is looking for a point in your talking. And that point is your weak spot. I call them your Achilles spots, your injuries, the things that have hurt you in life. He will identify with them. So I had a woman who came to me after being scammed, and she had lost a child. And of course, this man said he had lost a child too. And they started talking about how it felt and what it was like. And this woman felt so understood. She had never felt that understood by anybody before. And what ended up happening was he took that and he continued to bond with her. And while he was bonding with her, she was feeling like she finally had someone who totally got her. And when we feel that way, we feel we can trust someone and that this person is going to be so there for us. But what ends up happening is that he is just waiting to nail you. So what he does after he's got your trust, he's identified with your biggest pains in your life, and now he tells you about a business deal. By the way, up to this point, he has been planting the seeds of the business deal because he can't come and see you until somebody makes a deal go through. And every time he's supposed to come, what he'll say to you is, oh my God, this came up in business. I can't do anything about it. That's what he's going to do. And that's what happens. So he is planting those seeds all along for the scam. What you want to do is when you are talking to somebody online, you do 5 to 10 short emails each maximum, 1 to 2 phone calls maximum, and if he can't meet you or she can't meet you, then you say, you know what, call me back when you're in the States or call me back when you're here. You definitely do not want to continue talking to them because that is how they catch you. That is how they earn your trust that they do not deserve. By the way, let me give you the phone number here again. It is 646-716-7979. If you'd like to call and ask your questions about dating, I would love to answer them for you. Okay, so he comes in for the kill, and he tells you about a business deal and how excited he is and how the bank has financed it and his family's giving him money. But the problem is there is a glitch. The bank can't give them the rest of the money for another 3 weeks, and the deal's supposed to close Friday. And everybody's going to lose their money if he doesn't close. And it's such an incredible opportunity. Now, remember, he is capturing you at this point. He's got your trust. He's written you beautiful poetry. He stole off the internet. He has spent hours and hours and hours talking with you, and you are hooked. And I'm telling you, you can laugh at this now, but when it happens, and it happens to intelligent women, because these men know how to make them feel super great about themselves. So when they can't get that deal through, unless they get help, you're thinking, oh my God, this man's been amazing. I've fallen in love with him. I get to see him when the deal's over. I'm so excited to see him. You know what? It can't cost that much money. I'll just send it to him. You send it to him and he vanishes. And if you don't send him money, the guy will start yelling at you and telling you how awful you were when you're not awful at all. So I want you to understand, getting scammed happens to intelligent people. It happens to everybody. You want to have a full life, whether someone is in it or not. You want to have a life that you love so that you don't have this air about you of desperation or loneliness. It's so important. It really, really is. Go out and make friends. Go to meetups. Go out and have fun. Guys you don't particularly love as boyfriends can make great friends. You want to be there. You want to have this new, a great life going on. And by the way, that's what men are attracted to you and to in you, is a woman who has passion for the life that she leads. So you want to create that passion in your life before you get out there and you date. And then when some guy like this comes along, he's not going to take up all your time, because you have time spent in other places too. You cannot talk for 25 hours on the phone every day, even though there's only 24 hours, but they get you about that much. All right, that is it with scammers. Watch out for that. If those pictures, usually they're modeling pictures, if they have a hat they're showing, something in their hand, an unusual building, if they look too good to be true, it probably is a scammer. Ask the scammer for pictures of him with his family. They'll never produce it. They can't, because they can't get a picture with that guy in it unless they're great at Photoshop, but it's rare. So they'll say, oh, these are pictures of my kids, which they've also stolen off the internet, because that's all they can give you. All right, well, we're coming down to an end here. We're going to be back on the air again in 2 weeks. I look forward to having you join us. If you haven't done so already, go over to findaqualityman.com and get your copy of The 5 Little Known Secrets for Finding Quality Men. Also, what I want you to do is write to me and let me know if there's certain topics you would love to hear about. In 2 weeks, I'm going to have Jonathan Ainsley on this show with me. He's an amazing male dating coach, and I'd love for you to be able to call in and ask your questions. We're on at 5 p.m. Eastern every 2 weeks. Okay, it's been great having you here. You can find love the second time around, and I'm here to help you do that. All right, take really, really good care. Until next time, lots of love and hugs to you. Bye-bye.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.